Om Agyanatunanda Sya Gananjana Salakaya Chaksur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Pandeham Shigaro Shiyuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavam Scha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raganatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Vrijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shiva Sakam Vitam Scha Hey Krishna, Karna Sindo, Dinabando, Jagatpate, Gopesha, Gopika, Kanta, Radha, Kanta, Namostute, Taptakanchana, Gorangi, Radhe, Brinda, Vaneshwari, Prishubhanu, Sukta, Devi, Pranamami, Hari, Priye, Vanchakalpa, Truvyastra, Kripa, Sindhu, Vyavacha, Patitanam, Bhavanevyo, Vaishnavevyo, Namo, Namaha, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Pranitananda Shadvaitikadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 4, Characteristics of Rishabhdev, text number 9. There's a verse on the board, but it's prose, but anyway, it's short prose, so we can read it. Yesham Kalu Mahayogi Bharato Jeshta Shrestha Guna Asid Yedam Varsham Bharatam Iti Vyapasidishanti. So, translation. And purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Of Rishabhdev's 100 sons, the elders named Bharat was a great exalted devotee, qualified with the best attributes. In his honor, the planet has become known as Bharatvarsha. Purport. This planet known as Bharatvarsha is also called Punyabhumi, the pious land. At the present moment, Bharatbhumi, or Bharatvarsha, is a small piece of land extending from the Himalayan mountains to Cape Comorin. Sometimes this peninsula is called Punyabhumi. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given special significance to the people of this land. Bharata Bhumite Haila Manusha Janma Yar Janma Sartaka Kari Kara Para Upakar. One who has taken his birth as a human being in the land of India, Bharatvarsha, should make his life successful and work for the benefit of all other people. Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi 9:41. The inhabitants of this piece of land are very fortunate. They can purify their existence by accepting this Krishna consciousness movement and go outside Bharatvarsha, India, and preach this cult to the benefit of the whole world. Text 10. Following Bharat, there were 99 other sons. Following Bharat, there were 99 other sons. Among these were 90 elder sons named Kushavarta, Ilayavarta, Brahmavarta, Malaya, Ketu, Bhadrasena, Indrasprik, Vidarbha, and Kikata. In addition to these sons were Kavi, Havi, Antariksha, Prabodha, Prabuddha, Pipalayana, Avirhotra, Drumila, Chamasa, and Karabhajana. These were all very exalted. advanced devotees and authorized preachers of Srimad Bhagavatam. These devotees will glorify due to their strong devotion to Vasudeva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, they were very exalted. To satisfy the mind perfectly, I, Shukadeva Goswami, shall hereafter describe the characteristics of these nine devotees when I discuss the conversation between Narada and Vasudeva, 11th canto. In addition to these 19 sons mentioned above, there were 81 younger sons, all born of Rishabhdev and Jayanti. According to the order of their father, they became well-cultured, well-behaved, very pure in their activities, and expert in Vedic knowledge and the performance of Vedic rituals. They were all became perfectly qualified Brahmins. From this verse, we have good information of how the castes are qualified according to quality and work. Rishabhdeva king was certainly a Kshatriya. He had 100 sons, and out of these, 10 were engaged as Kshatriyas and ruled the planet. 9 sons became good preachers of Srimad Bhagavatam, Mahabhagavats, and this indicates that they were above the position of Brahmanas. The other 81 sons became highly qualified Brahmanas. These are some practical examples of how one can become fit for a certain type of activity by qualification, not by birth. All the sons of Maharaj Rishabhdev were Kshatriyas by birth. By quality, some of them became Kshatriyas and some became Brahmanas. 9 became preachers of Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Dharma Darshanaha, which means that they were above the categories of Kshatriya and Brahmana. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutai Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tanamane Namaste Sarasvatam Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Srinivadi Pasikatya De Siddhartha. We'd like to welcome back Mother Jai Bhadra. Pilgrim. So here it mentions that there are different types of persons, qualities of persons, born from the same father. Chatura vayan mayashistam guna karma vibhagashaha tasya kartram apimam vidya kartram avhiyam. According to the four divisions of human society and the three modes of nature, or according to the three modes of material nature, the corresponding four divisions of human society were created by me. And all that I'm the creator of this system, you should know that I'm yet the non-doer, being unchangeable. In other words, sattvam rajas tama iti guna prakriti sambhava nivananti mahabaho dehe dehinam avyam. The living entity, sattvam rajas tama iti. There are three modes of nature: goodness, passion, ignorance. And when one takes birth in the material world, he takes birth in a body which is made out of these three modes. So it doesn't really, what's the important factor is not who our father and mother is, it's what the modes that we were born into. Of course, Kali Yuga means the age of equality, fraternity and whatever else. Equality in the sense, Kalo Shudra Sambhava. Everyone is born as a Shudra in Kali Yuga. And as Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakura has explained to us, by modern education, we're born a Shudra, and then gradually we become less than an animal. But Janmana Jayate Shudra, although we may be taking birth as a Shudra, samskara bhavat dvija, by samskaras, we can become twice born. We can understand that there's another purpose of life other than sense gratification, and that's a birth of consciousness. That there's another avenue we can take towards liberation rather than keeping ourselves perpetually and the gross and subtle bodily conception of life. When one sees that path towards liberation, then the result is that one can follow the path. And what's the path is based upon the Vedas. Veda, Panta, Bhavat, Vipra. If we follow the path that the Vedas give us, that gradually we become to the mode of goodness. We become learned. We can understand things properly. Learned doesn't mean technology, how to change earth to water or water to fire. That's just changing the material nature around. How to change the soul's consciousness, that's actually real knowledge. So that's called a vipra. One who follows the path of the Vedas, he learns how to become a learned person. And when he makes further advancement and actually comes to goodness and realizes the self, brahmana yatiti brahmanaha, then when he becomes a real qualified Brahman. But just to find out who we're not, to realize that we're not the body and we're not the mind, is not sufficient for real liberation. One has to discover gopi bharata pada kamalayara dasa dasa anudasa, that our real identity is spiritual. Naham vipra nichanarapatira navaisho nasudra. Naham griya naham varni naham nacha griyapatira na varni nayatrava. Navasto yatirava. Kintu prodan nikila premananda purnamritavdira gopi bharata parakamlayor dasa dasa anudasa. To identify ourselves with anything of this material world is called maya. Because we're not part of the material world, anadidvam nirgunadvat. Paramatmayam avyam shariras-topikantiya na karoti nanalipyate. That those who can actually see with the eyes of eternity can see that the soul is eternal, transcendental, and beyond the modes of material nature. Despite contact with the material body or Arjuna, the soul is neither entangled. Oh, there must be two things here. Anadidvam nirgunadvat paramatmayam avyam. Shrira stopi kontina na karoti. Oh, he's neither doing anything nor is he entangled. So this is a big blow to our false ego. That I'm moving my hands, but actually it's not I'm doing the moving. I'm desiring that the hands be moved because I have intelligence and Krishna is supplying me with awareness of what's going on. So I desire my hands be moved. But it's not that I'm directly moving the hands. I'm desiring, and by Krishna's arrangement through the material energy, the hands get moved. So I'm not doing anything, nor am I actually entangled. You can cut the body to pieces, you can curse it, you can do so many things, but it won't affect me, the person who's within the body. But we're covered by illusion, therefore we're identifying ourselves as the doer, and we think we're entangled in material nature. Well, actually, due to ignorance, it's all due to ignorance. That's our only problem, is ignorance. And the path is to get out of ignorance. Therefore, the direct path to get out of ignorance is to hear knowledge from the right person. Of course, we have to hear, the right person can give us the right knowledge, but we have to be submissive. And if we like being asleep, if we like identifying ourselves with this body, then we'll reject it. Oh, another philosophy. We're not into philosophy. Just like if someone's asleep, it's easy to wake them up. But if someone's actually awake, but they're pretending to be asleep, then it becomes very difficult to wake them up. So we love our body. We love our mind, we love our ideas, we love our personality, we love the drama we're going through in the material world. And we hope that it'll even become more exciting, more enjoyable in the future. So we're caught up in this drama of our present lifetime, and we don't like to hear that actually we're not this body, we're not this personality, we don't own anything, we're not the doer, we're not any of these things. It is all, what? You mean I'm just wasting my time in this drama? It's all just a show? You mean I have to act as a spirit soul? I have to become whatever Krishna says, I have to say yes. I have no independence. Krishna says jump, and I just ask how high. Nothing more than that. No, we don't like that. We want to be independent. We want to feel ourselves, I have my personality, I have my vision, I have so many things. But this is all illusion. Because it's not our personality, it's the mask we put on. It's my mask. It's my persona. I have a much nicer personality in this, as a spiritual being, but due to my entangled into the material nature, sometimes I'm in ignorance, I'm a bug on, walking on a table, and sometimes I'm Brahma, thinking myself to be the head of the universe. But these are just masks we put on. Of course, if we're Brahma, we have a better opportunity to realize it's all a charade, a theater, and if we're the bug, we have no chance, unless a devotee steps on us, and then what gives us a little bit of prasadam. We have no chance whatsoever. But human form of life is the best chance to realize it's just a show, it's a parade. That even William Shakespeare must have realized it to some extent. The whole world's a stage. And everyone here has their parts. Isn't that what he said? The whole world's a stage and everyone has their parts. Does that come next? Okay. Yeah. And everyone has their entrances and their exits. And we play different roles. But that's all it is. Now the question is, if I'm playing the role for Krishna, or I'm playing it for my false ego, I have to serve someone. When I serve my false ego, my material nature reciprocates with old age, disease, and death. Oh yes, you're such a nice actor. Let me give you a new part. You played the role of a rabbit very well. Here's a rabbit body. Now you can perfect your role as a rabbit or as a pig. You've been such a good pig in this lifetime. Let me award you with a genuine pig body. You don't have to try to pretend to be a pig. You can really become a pig, at least on the whole stage. Or we can play the role for Krishna and gradually get out of our misconceptions. That's all we're going to get. We won't become anything else other than a 1/10,000th of the size of Tipuhara's soul. So we're thinking, oh, is it really worth it? Am I going to work so hard to realize I'm 1/10,000th the size of Tipuhara's size? Better to reign in hell than to serve in heaven. Therefore, the soul is reluctant. Oh, the truth. Oh, there's... The truth is not so nice, because the truth is I'm not the supreme. And I'll never become supreme. I'm always going to become when I realize the truth, then I realize I'm every living entity's servant. And there's a lot of living entities that are going to keep me busy. Serving. But ultimately I'm Krishna's servant, and he'll tell me what to do to serve all other living entities. So Maharaj Rishabhdev, he had 100 sons. 9 of them became Mahabhagavats. They realized fully this knowledge. The knowledge is quite simple. Yavat sanjayate kinchit satvam stavara jangamam kshetra kshetragya samyoga tad vidhi bharatarshava. That there's only 2 things going on in the material world. 3 things, actually. There's the soul, who's the knower of the body, and the supreme soul, who's also the knower of the body, and then there's the material nature. And that's all that's going on. Maybe they made it complicated and they give it different labels. This is atomic physics, chemical, bioelectrical, chemical reaction. Maybe they've given different names, but it's just an interaction of the gross and subtle material nature. But their names, their expressions, are equal to the babble of sea waves. If you go to the shore of an ocean and listen to the waves coming in, they'll make different sounds, but they're meaningless. Similarly, all the complicated mess they've made out of the material civilization, with all the different complicated names they've given everything, it's just like the babble of sea waves to confuse everyone to what's really going on. Simply, the soul is interacting with the gross and subtle material energy.
Samam sarveshu bhuteshu tishtantam parameshvara vinasya va vinashantam yak pashyati supashyati.
That one who can see that the soul is accompanied by the super soul in all bodies, and that neither the soul nor the super soul within the destructible body is ever destroyed, he actually sees.
Samam pashan hi sarvatra samavasitam ishvaram nihinasyatmanatmanam tatoyati puram gitim.
Samam pashan hi sarvatra samavasitam ishvaram nihinasyatmanatmanam tatoyati. One who can see that the super soul is equal everywhere does not degrade himself by the mind, and thus he approaches the supreme transcendental destination. That everyone is getting their material situation because they're simply desiring in a certain way. Those who have knowledge, who hear from the authorities, they can desire in such a way as to elevate themselves. And those who hear from Time magazine and Playboy magazine, whatever other authority they hear from, they become a bunny in their next lifetime or something. Because they hear from that source, and therefore they develop those desires and they get a suitable body that corresponds to their desires and their subsequent activities. It is not that Krishna loved the soul who became Brahma and he disliked the soul who had become the ant. No, he was equal to everyone, but the soul who had become the ant just had the wrong association. And therefore, by his association, he had heard all kinds of glories of sense gratification, and he became inspired to perform those activities, and Krishna arranged those activities for him, and therefore, by his karma, he became an ant. That soul who had heard from the authorities about how to elevate oneself to the spiritual platform, or at least to the higher realm of material nature, became a Brahmin or a Brahma. And is in a subsequent lifetime. So hearing is the most important thing. If we hear from the demons, we'll become a demon. And if we hear from the devotees, we'll become a devotee.
Anye tvevam jananta shutyanye vyakupasate te pi cha titrantyeva mrityum shuti parayana.
Again, there are others who are not conversing in spiritual knowledge because of their tendency to hear from authorities. They can also transcend the path of birth and death. Although they may not be so capable as the philosophers and those who follow the Vanashram system or the yogis, but if they can learn how to hear submissively, they can also make advancements so they can get out of the bodily concept of life and develop the spiritual concept. But we have to realize we're in a fallen state. If we actually believe we're the greatest civilization that ever lived, we're so advanced, we're the epics of evolution, that no one is greater than I am. So much is mine today, I'll gain more and more in the future. They are my enemy, and I have killed them. My other enemies will be killed. I am powerful, I am perfect, I am happy. I am the possessor of so many things. No, if we think like that, then we won't make any progress because we won't be able to hear anything. And if our objective is wealth and beauty and opulence, material opulence, we're going to progress, then we won't be able to hear this knowledge. it'll bounce off our ears. It'll never get into our heart. But if we become humble, submissive, then we might be able to hear something and realize I'm insignificant. I'm always going to be insignificant. It doesn't matter how much I want to become significant. By nature, I'm insignificant. And therefore, I should become submissive. Yane priyasa mudupasanamanta eva jivanti sanmukaritam bhavadiyavartam. To the words of the great persons coming into simple succession. Stane sita shudigatam tanumang vangmanobhira. And therefore, remaining in my position, hear from the authorities, and with the body, mind, and words, engaging in Krishna service, and then, ye priyasa jita jiptop jaisasi taistra lokyam. Then gradually, by Krishna's mercy, we become free from our entanglement and wake up to our spiritual identity. So some of Maharaj Yashovdev's sons, because they heard from Maharaj Yashovdev, who apparently was a Kshatriya, but actually is the incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, therefore, because they heard with faith, therefore they became Mahabhagavats. Because they may have been greatly elevated persons also who had taken birth in that family, and therefore had manifested their exalted status in the, as Maharaj Yashovdev's sons. Others became Brahmins, and still others became Kshatriyas. So we, whatever our birth was, even though we haven't taken birth in the holy land of Bharadvarsha, but Bharadvarsha is holy, because there are so many places of pilgrimage, and therefore it's easy to remember Krishna. Here is a place where Krishna killed this demon. Here is a place where Varaha, you know, appeared. Here is a place where this saint appeared. So we can remember them easily. But nowadays you go to even Vrindavan. Here is a place where Loya Buzara has a sale. Here is a place where you can buy the latest Harry Potter movie. So Bharadvarsha is also, even in Vrindavan, the most holy place, it's possible and easy to forget. People go there and fall into more Maya than they generally fall into in the Western world. And they think it's spiritual. Yes, let's go there and we can watch a Harry Potter movie in the holy land of Bharadvarsha, and this movie was offered to Krishna. Therefore it's prasad. Everything is prasad. This movie is prasad. How even India has become degraded, therefore one may have to make an effort even in India to make spiritual advancement nowadays. But in any case, wherever one has taken birth, Krishna is there. If we hear about him from the right source, try to understand things and apply them practically in our lives, and then gradually, step by step, with full conviction, one can become situated in trance by means of intelligence sustained by full conviction, and thus the mind should think of the self alone and nothing else. So, I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions? Yes. Yes, everyone has a different mask. Oh, well, did you ever go to a masquerade party? Did everyone have a different mask on? Yeah. So they're not clones. But it's not just a mask, it's a whole persona. Just like if you thought you were Frankenstein, you were asked to play the part of Frankenstein, you adopt that personality. You might even, you know, talk like that, walk like that, act like that, think like that. But you're not Frankenstein, you're playing a part of Frankenstein. So similarly, we're not this body, we're not the personality, we're playing the part. And our problem is the mind says, you are this part, and we believe it. Because our intelligence is not very strong. But with good intelligence, the mind may say that, you know, we may not be so much attached to that idea. I am this part, my job is to perfect this part. No, my job is to use this part in Krishna service. That's perfection. Anything else? Okay. Well, we're early. Thank you very much. Granthara Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaur Premanande.